Let's look at the eye-accessing pattern chart on page 5 in some detail. So what you have there is the eye-accessing pattern chart for somebody who is what's called normally organized, and it's drawn as you look at the person. So eye-accessing patterns are for use with others only. If you attempt to elicit your own eye-accessing patterns, you'll get very, very confused. So the chart works as you're looking at the person. And this chart is for people who are normally organized. We'll talk more about normally organized and reverse organized in a moment. So what you'll notice is that if someone moves their eyes up and to the right, then they are remembering visual images. If they move their eyes sideways to the right, then they're remembering sounds. If they move their eyes downwards and to the right, then they are talking to themselves. If they move their eyes upwards and to the left as you look at them, then they're creating visual images. If they move their eyes sideways to the left, then they're creating sounds. And if they move their eyes down and to the left as you look at them, then they're accessing kinesthetics, which could be emotional feelings, or it could be the sense of touch. If someone is reverse organized, then all of the accessing patterns down the right-hand side move over to the left-hand side, and the ones on the left-hand side move over to the right. So literally what happens is they cross over down the midline of the face. Most people are normally organized, but there are a percentage of people that are reverse organized. Those are the only two combinations that exist, normally organized or reverse organized. To be able to elicit someone's eye-accessing patterns, we need to ask them questions, which are on page 6. We're going to look at those in a moment. One of the other things to be aware of is when you elicit someone's eye-accessing patterns, it's important to sit directly opposite them rather than off to one side. And some people have what's called a look-to-listen or a look-to-talk rule. A look-to-listen rule is that someone has a rule that if they're listening to someone, they have to look at them. A look-to-talk rule means that they have a rule that if they're talking to someone, they have to look at them. So when we later do an exercise, it's important to actually ask someone to switch off their look-to-listen and look-to-talk rule, otherwise their eyes won't move. Also, for some people, if you ask them a question which is very, very easy for them to answer, the information is very close to the surface, their eyes may just look forward and defocus. People can actually access pictures, sounds, feelings, and talk to themselves just by defocusing their eyes, if the question is a simple question. So if you really want to get clear eye-accessing patterns, you may need to ask questions which are more searching. Also, it's important to really use your sensory acuity when watching for eye-accessing patterns. Some people's eye-accessing patterns are very, very quick. You ask them a question, they move to the particular area, and their eyes move back immediately. There are some people also whose eye-accessing patterns are very, very slight. Some people have big eye-accessing patterns. They're easy to see. But other people have almost micro-muscle movements of the eyes, which suggest a particular movement to a particular area in the eye-accessing pattern chart. Let's move on now and actually look at the questions, which is on page 6.